Let's go to Linda Hellinan, who has some gardening advice for the weekend. It's winter, Linda, but you're not letting that get you down. Hello.
Hello. Just thinking how much better that tastes than what I was planning for dinner.
What's on your menu then?
Smoky beans. Actually, no, I think we might bail and have takeaways tonight because the local Camperdeer, the YMCA camp, is doing a bit of a fundraiser because obviously they've been really hard hit by COVID-19. So they're doing a local thing where they're offering takeaways in the WAPs for those of us who live here. So maybe I'll just cheat and do that. Otherwise, it was going to be some sort of chicken stew.
Yeah, do you know what? I've just got a thing for baked chicken, like tray baked chicken at the moment. And whenever we're not sure what to cook, I'll just get, half a dozen of those bone-in chicken thighs and marinate them for a few hours and chuck them in the oven with some vegetables. It is just so, it's almost unbeatable.
The problem is with children, eh? My kids have gone off chicken skin and they expect me to peel the chicken. I'm not doing that.
How old are your kids?
Well, so I went to the garden centre on my first trip in, must be months now, 3 months.
And it
was quite interesting. There was basically nothing there to buy. The place had been stripped out by people ahead of me. But the first thing I did buy was some tulip bulbs, and I thought we could talk about sowing spring bulbs because usually you do this back in early April, but of course none of us could because A, we didn't have bulbs, and B, we weren't allowed to buy any.
Right, okay. Now I know nothing about bulbs, so start me at the very beginning.
Yeah, so for people who don't or have never tried to grow their own bulbs, bulbs are like swimsuits, so they come into season 2 months before you actually want them. So
yeah.
You need to buy your bulbs in autumn in order for them to flower in spring, and you need to buy bulbs in winter to get them to flower in summer, that sort of thing. And so daffodils and freesias and hyacinths and tulips and anemones, all those things we really associate with spring, are planted in autumn. And so they all come through in the bulb catalogues. And this year it was just such bad timing because literally the bulb catalogues had just come out. But luckily the good thing about bulbs is that the nurseries that sell them can just pop them in the chiller for a few weeks to hold them. And so they're all still perfect to plant now, but you don't want to delay more than really the end of May.
And any advice for, what to buy?
Yep, basically whatever takes your fancy. So when you're at the garden centre, just choose from whatever's there that you like the look of. So I bought some unusual pink and green striped tulips because I thought they looked quite fancy and we can all do a little bit of fancy at this time of the year. And so just choose what you want. You can buy bulk daffodils at the moment still, and they're pretty good price because they know they've got to sell them. And then the basic rule of thumb when planting bulbs is, well, the first thing you need to remember is that when you buy a bulb, it's already got everything it needs in it to flower. So you're kind of buying like a preloaded thing that's already got all the energy it needs. It's already got the little flower inside it waiting to come out. And so you don't need to fuss about with things like bulb fertilizer until after they've flowered. So they're good to go for the first season. So when you bring them home, usually they have a pointy end and a fat end, and the fat end goes down, like most of us, and the pointy end goes up. And so you just plant them about twice as deep as the size of the bulb. So if you've got a bulb like a daffodil, it's reasonably big, it might be 5 centimetres long, you want to plant that about 10 centimetres down. So really simple. If you get them the wrong way round, they can right themselves, so they'll just grow around the bulb. But if you really don't know, and some of them can look a little bit hit and miss as to which way is up, just plant them sideways and you'll be good.
Whereabouts should you plant
anywhere
them?
So you can plant them in full sun is the best because when they're finished flowering they'll have green leaves that need to soak up some energy to feed the bulb for the following season. But you can throw them in the lawn if you want to. It always looks pretty lovely to have a few bulbs coming up through your lawn. Around the base of deciduous trees is a really good spot for bulbs because you get a bit of interest while they're still dormant, or in pots. And I suspect that we will see more container gardening this season because containers are something you can control, so if your garden's got away on you in lockdown and you haven't planted anything yet, you can still go and buy just a few things and put them into a bulb and feel like you're and feel like you're achieving something. And bulbs look really good in pots because you can layer them, so you can kind of mass plant them, basically fill the whole pot with a thick layer of bulbs, and you can plant the larger bulbs deeper than the smaller bulbs, and then you can put some potted colour on the top and just put it aside, and it'll start looking good in late winter. They'll all pop up, and then by spring it looks fantastic. You can drag it out, stick it on your front deck, and feel really proud of yourself.
Are they okay sort of value bulbs?
I reckon they're really good value. Like, they're about the same price as you would pay for cut flowers, so you can grow the whole thing, and you can get a beautiful flower on the end of it, which you can pick and bring indoors for a vase, or you can just leave it outdoors. And most bulbs will reflower. So depending on where you live in New Zealand, if you live in the South Island or in a cold area, things like tulips will reliably rebloom year after year. In Auckland and parts of the North Island, they tend to give you one really amazing season and then pretty cruddy results from there on in. Okay. But daffodils, you know, they'll flower for a century. You know, we're still digging up daffodils from farms around New Zealand that were planted a century ago. So they're really good value.
And you don't need to worry about what's planted around them, that have got to interfere with anything. You can stick them in anywhere?
Yeah, pretty much. But the only thing you do need to keep in mind is that at the end of the season, when they finish flowering, you have to let them die down naturally. And this is a real problem with, like, tidy gardeners, because they tend to die down a little ugly. And you often see, you know, people used to tie them in knots, so they'd get all the green leaves and they'd tie them in knots so they didn't look so messy. But you don't want to do that, just let them be. And you're talking like by Christmas they'll be all finished and disappeared back into the ground. And so maybe just mark where you planted them. But on the whole, they're really, really great value and easy care.
And you're keen on overplanting, as you put it.
Well, I like that idea of like just layering them up. So, and the other thing that's quite fun to do is you can naturalise them. So if you want them to look like they naturally grew there, this is what you're supposed to do. Rather than dig like little perfect circles and put them in, you're supposed to take a big handful of bulbs and just fling them into the air and plant them wherever they land. Do you know what I mean? Like, because if you try to make things look random in nature, it always looks artificial. So the best thing to do is just chuck them over your shoulder on the lawn, wherever they land, put them in. And then just remember when you're mowing your lawn not to mow them off once they start coming up. And you'll see them quite quickly when they come up, because they have big fat leaves and they come straight through and, you know, they're quite pointy. So they'll stand out from your grass, so you'll be able to see where they are if you've got them in your lawn. Otherwise, in the garden, just try not to dig over them by planting something else. So that's why I say always a good idea to mark them where they've gone in.
What an inspiring chat. Thanks so much, Linda Helena. Nice to talk to you. Enjoy those takeaways.
Thanks a lot.